Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here at Startup Riot 2015. The keynote has just finished. I think the first presenter is up there in the hot seat, and I got with me right now Eric Spett with Terminus. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're here. I believe you're presenting a little later after lunch, maybe?
That is correct. We are the last pitch of the second half.
So you excited about that?
Absolutely.
What's your nervousness rate right now? Heart rate and what?
It's pretty good. I tend to forget everything that I'm going to say for about 5 minutes before I get up there, and then normally it comes out right.
Rock it. So now, Terminus, what are you guys doing for folks?
So we are a B2B advertising automation platform that helps companies close more deals through highly targeted advertising at every step of the marketing and sales process.
And so now your clients are who?
So we have everything from Fortune 500 to SMBs. Some of our customers include Salesforce.com, Insight Squared, PGI, Georgia Pacific, and then a number of other smaller and mid-sized companies.
And so now you're helping the person with their banner ads or what type of ads?
Absolutely. So basically anywhere that you're going online and seeing an ad, whether it's on your phone, on a tablet, Facebook, on YouTube, anywhere that you're seeing ads, we're able to serve them. And what we do differently is we tie right into our customers' marketing automation and CRM systems and use the data in there to make sure that we are hitting people with the right message dependent on where they're at in that company's sales cycle.
And then it's one of those situations where if I I go to Amazon and I search for something, all of a sudden that thing's following me around.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of the same premise here?
It is. So if you think about that, you had to go to Amazon and click that, and then they got to follow you around that,
right?
Around with ads. We consider that. That's the term for that is retargeting, and it's great. We consider it a reactive strategy. What we do at Terminus is proactive. Those people don't even have to come to your website to put an ad in front of them. You just have to know who it is you want to target, and we can handle all of that. So it's a lot more proactive in that all you need to know is who you want the ad in front of. They don't have to engage with you first.
And then, but once they do, then it's
then you can also follow them around.
So I get the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Now, what about, I've heard a lot of talk that banner ads, that nobody clicks on them, that nobody is kind of paying attention to them. How do you kind of combat that?
Absolutely. And that is a great point. So our product, we don't brand ourselves as a lead generation tool. We are more for awareness and nurturing. Mm-hmm. So what we focus on is being able to put your message in front of the right people everywhere that they're going, in addition to the normal sales touches such as cold calls and emails and social engagement. So what we're doing for our clients is giving them a way to put their logo and their branding and their message in front of someone everywhere that they're going. We're not necessarily going for the direct conversion off someone clicking the ad and filling out a lead gen form. It's more about kind of being omnipresent with everything else that's going on.
And so it's some of it is branding.
Absolutely. So we have an awareness product that's fully managed, and then we also have an automation product that is a lot lower down the funnel.
I always thought, like when with Google Ads and all of that, that it's better to have an ad that isn't clicked.
Absolutely.
Because you're not paying, in a pay-per-click environment, you're paying every time somebody clicks. I thought there's a lot of value of not being clicked.
So certainly. So within Google specifically, it's a closed ecosystem. So that's where they do that kind of cost per click model, where, of course, it's great if you get your ad out there, get the awareness, and then don't have to pay for it. Who wouldn't love free advertising? Everything that we do is on a CPM basis, so cost per impression. So
the impression is where I'm paying for, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're putting me in front of the exact right person.
Yep. So with Google AdWords or something like that, you can control exactly what they're searching for, but you can't control who they are. So a lot of times you end up with unqualified leads. With what Terminus does, we start with the audience and make sure that you're putting the ad in front of the exact person you want it in front of with absolutely no waste.
And is this something that happens all automatically? Like I can go on the website, I can create my own campaign, or is this, do I have an account person that's helping me? How does it work?
Absolutely. So we offer both. We have fully managed campaigns, and then we have fully self-serve campaigns. So depending on kind of your needs and your budget, you could be at any end of the spectrum. But really, we're trying hard to provide an offering for, like I said, Fortune 500 and SMBs, where specifically in the B2B advertising and ad tech world, traditionally, if you don't have a $30,000 minimum budget with the ability to ramp that up to, you know, 100 grand plus per quarter, you have no real options other than retargeting. So we're trying to provide that proactive ability at a price point for anybody.
And is this your first startup?
This is my third.
Third startup. So you've exited a couple times?
I have failed a couple times.
You've learned a couple times.
I've learned quite a bit.
So now, so you've done this whole pitch dog and pony show before?
Not really. We've done a bunch of stuff around Atlanta. Definitely comfortable doing it, but today is definitely more about practicing and, you know, being present in Atlanta and kind of in the startup and technology community. But certainly excited to be doing it.
And have you enjoyed the coaching and the kind of the Startup Riot family helping you out, getting your messaging out?
Absolutely. Has that been helpful? Absolutely. It's been great. Unfortunately, I was traveling during every one of the coaching sessions. But fortunately, I do know the people that were running it. So I was able to practice a little bit and get some great tips.
And if somebody went to learn more about Terminus, where would they go?
Terminus.com, T-E-R-M-I-N-U-S.
And this is, it's out there. You're past beta. You're
Oh, yeah. So right. we have more than $200,000 in revenue, dozens of customers. We're six employees located at the Atlanta Tech Village in Buckhead. Our primary investor is David Cummings, who was the founder of Pardot and now is the owner of the Atlanta Tech Village. So very much plugged into the ecosystem. And from an attraction standpoint, we're certainly off to the races.
And what's it like being in Tech Village?
It's I do not think that there is a better community inside or outside of Atlanta to be doing what we're trying to do. Countless deals comes out of it, great networking, and it's just an environment, most importantly, that people want to come work in, and it's a huge recruiting tool for us.
Is it helpful, like, because there's so many startups in that community? Are you finding talent and like people? Like you said, you've learned through a couple of other ventures. There, it becomes an opportunity where people can learn and say, hey, this isn't a good fit, but maybe I'll just jump, you know, a couple cubes down.
Absolutely. You know, so we've
get any talent there?
Yeah, so we have. Obviously, with, you know, a dynamic building with a lot of startups and extremely flexible real estate, companies are spinning up, they're spinning down. And I've seen on numerous occasions people basically going to work at the company down the hall. For me personally, I was the first employee at a company called Kevi, which David Cummings is the CEO of. And now I've got my own company literally in the office next door to all
to
of,
where you were.
Yep, and all of my old coworkers, which is awesome. I mean, it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's really a gift to the Atlanta, him doing that.
Absolutely. It's, outside of the recruiting perspective, we've got Fortune 500 companies coming in on a weekly basis and, you know, using the Atlanta Tech Village as a filter for finding people that can help them innovate. Same thing goes with investors. There's various groups within the building, you know, the six-figure club, the seven-figure club that all these outside organizations and investment groups can kind of use as a, hey, we want to come check out Atlanta. Atlanta Tech Village kind of provides this best-of-breed lens that, is pretty unique to, the Southeast on the whole.
And you have Octane Coffee.
You can't. With a full bar now.
That's right. Well, thank you, Eric. Best of luck this afternoon. And Terminus, if you want to learn more. And the sweet spot for a business, it's any B2B
yep.
business.
Anyone B2B with, right? on the managed side of things, we also do some B2C stuff. So, like I said, we support companies of all sizes, and we can do quite a few different things.
All right. Thank you so much for being part of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Startup Riot 2015.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.